This is OTR-FM, part of the ION Radio Network.
Offer some of the lowest rates available. When you work with an expert from the mortgage specialists, you can rest assured knowing that you are working with someone who truly cares about you. Are you unsure about which loan option is right for you? By giving the mortgage specialists a call today, they would be more than happy to schedule either an in-home or in-branch consultation. They will get to know you and your finances to learn more about how they can help you with your loan option that is best for you and your situation. To learn more or schedule your first consultation, contact the mortgage specialist today at 877-411-0123. That's 877-411-0123. TheMortgageSpecialists.com.
Living paycheck to paycheck is hard. I'm always trying to cut expenses. Finding out how to lower my energy bills with Ambit is a huge help, and now I'm on my way to free energy.
Start saving today at ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. That's ipmnation.ambitrabbit.com. You've seen the billboards and heard the radio show. Now it's time to examine the evidence for yourself at stateofcorruption.org. Independent gubernatorial candidate Mike Gill has dedicated himself to rooting out corruption here in New Hampshire, the state of corruption. And it's up to us all to help by learning and getting involved. Watch the videos, see the evidence, hear the audio, and judge for yourself at stateofcorruption.org. Sponsored by the mortgage specialists, stateofcorruption.org.
IPM Nation is proud to be sponsored by Uptown Auto Repair, located in Manchester, New Hampshire at 578 Mast Road. Phone number is 603-625-8026. Have you ever heard of a mechanic that guarantees their work? Well, now you have with Uptown Auto Repair, 603-625-8026.
IPMNation.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome. It's Matt Connerton Unleashed. We are live on IPM Nation 2, Thursday, June 30th, 2016. A little bit after 11 p.m. in the Eastern Time Zone. Welcome, everybody. Good to have you here. Taking your calls at 617-917-4IPM. That's IPM, not IBM. IPM. See, when you're in front of a mic, you try not to pop your P's. You don't want any of those plosive P's. But the problem is, what I've noticed over the years, is sometimes, unless I really emphasize the P in IPM, people think I'm saying B as in IBM. IBM has nothing to do with this show. Well, there really is no IBM anymore anyway. Lenovo bought them out, and that was that. But anyway, IPM Nation. No one's bought us out yet. Although, well, we are, I will reveal a secret to you. I'll kind of break down the fourth wall a little bit. For those who don't know, we do actually have corporate overlords. We are owned by a much larger company called Super Global Opti Megacorp. I'm not really supposed to tell you that, but that's, you know, I don't want to have any, I don't want to have any secrets from my loyal listeners. But anyway, welcome to the show. That's a very old joke. That goes back to another era in the history of IPM Nation. One of the very first talk shows that we had on IPM Nation, it was called Stephen James Blake Countdown to Reality, hosted by the late, great Stephen James Blake, and that was kind of a joke. We were owned by Super Global Opti Megacorp. Let's see. I guess I'm suddenly reminiscing about the old days, back in the day, back in late 2007. Pre-Obama. Yes. Let's see. So we are taking your calls tonight, 617-917-4476. You can call us. You can text us at that number if you'd rather not have your dulcet tones be part of the show. You can send a text. Because really, who calls anymore? Actually, that's not true. If you listen to talk radio, many people still call. But we will also accept a text message if you just don't have what it takes to call me. I don't know. I don't know what I'm trying to say. I'm just being silly with you. I won't take it personally if you text instead of call. That's what I'm really trying to say. I won't judge you. I won't sit here and be like, oh, couldn't call me, had to send a text. No, no, no. It's fine. It's fine. Not only that, but we have a chat room, an active chat room at ipmnation.com/live2. You can click the chat tab on the far right of the screen. I try to keep an eye on that. And, of course, there's Twitter. You can tweet me anytime at Matt Connerton and the Matt Connerton Unleashed Facebook page. I'm reminded of a conversation I had earlier with Brian Brody, who is one of our hosts at IPM Nation. He has the number one show on IPM Nation. It's called All Natural Being. You can hear that at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on IPM Nation 1 live, and then it replays at 11 a.m. on IPM Nation 2, and then there's a late replay at 8 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation 1. And, you know, he was kind of talking about how during his live show, he tries to, you know, keep an eye on everything while he's talking. He has a talk show. He does a lot of talking, like I do. And he was commenting on how sometimes it can be really difficult to really kind of keep an eye on what's happening on social media because he, you know, tries to do an interactive show. And sometimes it's just hard to do that. I said, I can really relate, you know, especially, you know, when it's hardest for me to really do that is during the television edition of the show, which, by the way, is Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation TV. Because during the television edition, if I have a guest, while the guest is speaking, I like to try to maintain eye contact with the guest. You know, if I'm interviewing someone or we're just BSing about politics or whatever, you know, if I'm looking away or I'm looking around or whatever, I feel like I'm worried that I'm being rude. I don't want the guest to feel like I'm not fully engaged. So I don't even like I'm self-conscious about even so much as glancing at a screen, you know, or a monitor, because I don't want the guest to feel like I'm not fully engaged or that I'm distracted or something. When in truth, I mean, you know, your typical guest, if they've done other television shows, they already know, or any kind of show, they already know that, you know, you're also keeping an eye on what's, if it's a live show, you're keeping an eye on what's going on social media and whatnot, or you're looking at notes or whatever. But I'm just so, it's a weird thing with me. It's something I'm trying to get over. But when I have guests, I tend to I'm really tearing down the fourth wall tonight. Maybe it's because of all the changes going on. None of which I'm going to really discuss tonight because I don't think we're ready to. But there's some very interesting changes coming. Anywho, by the way, I think we're going to have Joe Crawford of The Joe Show on soon as a guest. Hint, hint, hint. He hasn't been on in a while. I haven't talked to Joe in a while. Well, I've talked to Joe. I talked to Joe today, actually. I talked, had a great conversation with Joe on the phone. Joe Crawford, host of The Joe Show, the very popular The Joe Show. But that's, I've already said too much. Anyway, where was I going with all of that? Oh, yes. So I tend to be, I think, overly concerned with the host, I'm sorry, the guest. I, as the host, am overly concerned with the guest, making sure that the guest had a good time. Because even if I have a guest on, let's say I have a guest on the show, and even if we disagree on absolutely everything, and even if the discussion gets at all contentious or whatever, not that it will necessarily, because I enjoy talking with people with whom I disagree on things. I find it much more intellectually stimulating than talking to somebody and just agreeing on everything. But I like to do so in a respectful manner, you know. Now, granted, when I'm all alone and I on the show and I start rambling, I might say things that come across as intemperate or smartassy because, you know, the show is called Unleashed for a reason, and I just kind of let it fly, and I just say whatever I think without much regard for consequence or hurt feelings or whatever. But I find, but I also, if I'm engaging another person and we're disagreeing on things, I like to have a substantive, constructive, and respectful conversation because I enjoy that. I enjoy finding out, you know, what people think, why they feel that way, and whatnot, and what is it that informs their viewpoints. But I like to do so in a respectful, intelligent manner, and I crave that kind of high-level interaction intellectually when discussing politics. So I tend to, but the other thing is, though, too, is I think sometimes I'm guilty of, I'm more concerned with making sure the guests enjoyed themselves than anything else. It's like, I don't ever want a guest to, after the show, feel like they wasted their time or they didn't enjoy that. Again, even if we disagree and argue about everything, I want them to feel like it was time well spent, like it was worthwhile. And I think maybe I worry about that a little too much. I think I'm a little self-conscious in that area. I don't think it's a bad thing to want my guest to have enjoyed being on the show, certainly. But I think maybe sometimes I'm thinking about that a little bit too much. And maybe, you know, and too, if I really like somebody, if they're a friend of mine or whatnot, I know I tend to be a little bit easier on people I like. I know that. That's something people have criticized me for that is completely valid. I acknowledge that. I own it. All right, when we come back, we'll get into some issues of the day. Don't go away. More Unleashed coming up.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
This is Terry Van Horn, and I want to invite you to join me for my weekly radio show, Healing Light, on OM Times Radio every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. On Healing Light, we want to bring love, light, and blessings into your world. You can find out more about us at www.healinglightonline.com. Blessings.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
IPMNation.com.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton, Unleashed. We're live. You can hear the show five nights a week. On IPM Nation 2 at 11 p.m. Eastern. And if you miss the live show, we do archive all the shows at IPMNation.com/MCU live. So then you can listen to them at your leisure. And of course, there is the television edition of Unleashed now Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation. And we do archive that as well on the IPM Nation YouTube page. So, what is this? This is kind of a weird story. And there are some theories about why this happened. So I discovered this today while I was driving around. And I had Laura Ingraham on in the vehicle. Laura Ingraham, a conservative talk show host who, I have to admit, and you know, I'm not myself a conservative, but I do sometimes listen to conservative talk radio. I enjoy all kinds of radio, conservative, liberal, whatever. You know, I try to expose myself to as many different viewpoints as possible. And Laura Ingraham, I like her more than I used to. I used to find her kind of annoying because I thought she came off as a little bit, you know, one of these people who kind of acts like if you don't agree with me on everything, then obviously you're just stupid and uninformed. And I don't like that. But I don't know if she's kind of changed her style a little bit, or maybe I just perceive her differently, but I've grown to like her and enjoy her show. Plus she's not afraid to really kind of criticize her own party when she thinks they're screwing up. And she certainly isn't afraid to criticize Trump. We'll get into that a little bit later. A lot of conservative talk radio though, and I would put Laura Ingraham in this category, a lot of it, because like I said earlier, you know, I enjoy the high-level intellectualism of people disagreeing politically and discussing those disagreements in a respectful but intelligent manner. And a lot of conservative talk radio is just not that. You know, a lot of it is. Not all of it. There's some that I like. There's some I like very much. But a lot of it is, you know, you've got a conservative talk show host who, you know, only has on conservative guests. And they only take calls from conservative listeners who have something conservative to say. And everybody kind of agrees with each other. It's all just, it's a bunch of conservatives all talking. And they're all, you know, there's this spirit of, yay, we all agree. We all think exactly the same thing. And, you know, on the rare occasion that someone who disagrees actually gets through a caller, you know, they usually are immediately ridiculed or interrupted or talked over, you know. And it's really just a big conservative circle jerk. That's what a lot, I don't want to say most necessarily, but that's what a lot of conservative talk radio is. Certainly, you know, Rush Limbaugh really encourages agreement and discourages groupthink. That's why, I mean, discourages independent thought. He encourages groupthink. That's why he has his ditto heads. His fans call themselves ditto heads, which is really pathetic. No offense if you're a Rush Limbaugh fan, but have some self-respect and don't call yourself a ditto head. Why would you be proud of the fact that you have abdicated any interest or responsibility in independent thought, and you're just saying, yeah, whatever Rush says, I agree with. I'm not a big fan of groupthink. I call it PIG, which is an acronym for partisan ideological groupthink. I don't care for it. I think people should think for themselves and not just attach themselves to a herd that they've chosen to run with and then just go along with whatever the herd says. You know, no wonder we have so many low information voters. Once you attach yourself to a herd, you don't have to know anything about anything. Oh, what's my party's platform say? Yeah, I agree. Yeah. Yeah, so I'm not a big fan of that. But anyway, I kind of like Laura Ingraham. She is very smart. I have to give her that. And I think that's what I like about her. You know, she does present some substance. But this is how I learned about this story today. She was talking about this spontaneous meeting, or allegedly spontaneous meeting, that Bill Clinton had with Loretta Lynch, the current Attorney General of the, I almost said Secretary of State. No, the current Attorney General of the United States, Loretta Lynch. And this is a problem because Bill Clinton apparently tried to grope Loretta. No, I'm kidding. No. Although that would not be unbelievable. No, Bill Clinton. Well, Bill Clinton's wife, if you haven't heard, is currently being investigated, is under investigation by the FBI. So why is the top cop in the country, the top law enforcement official in the United States, while the federal government is investigating the Democratic nominee, why is the nation's top cop meeting with her husband in what is described as a primarily social encounter? This is from Politico. Democrats groan after Bill Clinton meets Loretta Lynch. The private meeting rekindles concerns about a possible conflict of interest while his wife is under federal investigation. Now, before we look at this any more closely, let me tell you a couple things right off the bat that come to my mind. Number one, how does it not occur to Bill Clinton or Loretta Lynch that this is a problem? And is it because, A, Bill Clinton, you know, the Clintons are, you know, they're Teflon. Nothing sticks to them. Hell, Hillary Clinton was able to become the Democratic presumptive nominee even while this email scandal continues to drag on. It just grinds on, and there are deeper and deeper concerns with every new revelation. And we have a call, although it's not on the studio line, so I hope this person is expecting to be on the air. Hello, welcome to Unleashed. Who's this? Dave Ridley, welcome. How are you, sir? Trying to. Can you hear me?
Yes, I'm sort of calling you sight unseen. I'm just now walking, so I can't actually hear the show right now.
Gotcha. Trying to. I'm just kind of adjusting.
What key guests am I interrupting?
There we go. No, I was talking about this, actually a national story, this weird meeting that Bill Clinton had with Loretta Lynch, the U.S. Attorney General, while the government is investigating Hillary Clinton. Seems like a bit of a conflict of interest.
Yeah, they have a lot of those.
But I'll come back to that. What's new with you? What's going on? Dave Ridley, of course, of the Ridley Report for the uninitiated.
Well, the big thing, I guess, that seems to be going on in the freedom movement right now is the whole NH exit thing.
Yeah. For those who don't know, and this seemed to be inspired by Brexit, but, you know, calling it, I mean, not that the secession movement is necessarily new, but calling it NH exit. Tell our listeners, Dave, what is this exactly?
What is NH exit exactly?
Yeah.
Oh, the name almost speaks for itself. That's what's so great about it. It's pretty much, you know, the same thing as Brexit.
Yeah.
It's being undertaken by people with maybe a somewhat different ideology.
Yeah. So the idea basically is to exit the United States, correct?
Correct.
So where are we with this now? I mean, I think I saw some pictures online. I've been kind of consumed with some other things, so I haven't paid as much attention as I'd like to. But, I mean, what has been happening? Have there been public demonstrations about this, or has somebody introduced some kind of legislation in the New Hampshire state legislature, or what's happening?
Nothing specifically related to this that's been introduced yet.
Yeah.
A demonstration that I led on June 26th. And there's another one scheduled by Derek Horton, a.k.a. Derek J. from Derek J.'s Victimless Crime Spree.
Yeah.
That's in Portsmouth on the 22nd. And he had this really neat idea to sort of take advantage of the conflict that's going on between the city of Portsmouth and the central government of the United States over this building that they don't want to give up. Judd Gregg, the former U.S. Senator from New Hampshire, like went to all of this trouble to get a piece of legislation through that requires the federal government to hand its property over in Portsmouth to the city, and the feds have just been not doing it. That's caused a lot of friction, you know, between the Portsmouth city government and feds. Derek wants to lead a demonstration, I guess, against the federal intransigence on that building.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Now, where was the demonstration that you led on? You said it was on the 26th?
Yeah, that was in Manchester at the North Cotton Building, which is a federal facility.
Okay.
It normally just doesn't get any attention. People just, act like it's supposed to be there. And, of course, the building, is supposed to be there. Buildings are great. But it should probably be a hydroponics farm or a shopping center or something, productive.
Well, what's going on there now? Nothing?
Right now there's probably a janitor cleaning up. There's probably the only thing to wear up there right now.
Yeah.
The building. But from on a day-to-day basis, they have just a lot of, whatever federals do, they do a lot of it in that building.
Right.
One of them is probably the second most important federal building in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And you're probably the second biggest, more like a fourth than a building. once they had a town hall meeting there, a terrible place to have a town hall meeting because they had federal protective service agents like going up and stopping people from talking.
Right.
during the town hall meeting, they were pulling people out of the meeting. They're talking too long and stuff like that. You had a great little police state video of how that looked in there. It was a town hall meeting for a congressperson.
Yeah.
Years ago.
Wow. Dave, we're up against a break. Did you want to hang on for a couple minutes and come back on the other side? Or I don't know what you're in the middle of, but we got a hard break tonight, unfortunately, in about 20 seconds. So
okay, I could go on and on.
Yeah, you want to hang out and we'll we'll pick this up in about 2 minutes. Okay, great. Sounds good. All right, stay with us, everybody. We'll chat with Dave Ridley a bit more on the other side of the break. Don't go away. More Unleashed coming up.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM. Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community.
Hello, I'm Miriam Knight of New Consciousness Review, inviting you to my new show where I interview the rising stars of the conscious awakening. We'll explore the many faces of consciousness in action and intriguing perspectives on life, the universe, and everything in between. Join us each Wednesday at 2 p.m. Eastern on the Rising Stars Show.
Join me, Maggie Chula, on Mondays at noon Eastern for Mastermind with Maggie. Let's work together in a mastermind. We can resolve life's problems and create goals for the future. Build action steps empowering you to create your life in partnership with your divine source of light, your soul. Manifesting your goals can be simple and easy, so come with your problems and leave with a plan. The Akashic Master Teachers and I are waiting to help you.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Welcome back, everybody. Matt Connerton Unleashed. We're live tonight on IPM Nation 2. And joining us via phone is Dave Ridley from the Ridley Report. And Dave, yeah, we were talking about the NH exit. So at the demonstration that you did, how many people showed up and joined you in that?
We only had about 16.
Not bad.
The Concord Monitor showed up and did an article about it. It was the only mainstream press article. However, it caught fire in terms of the news wires. There were probably about 12 other news agencies of one type or another that picked it up.
Yeah.
As part of it, I think the appeal of the whole independence thing, the fact that so many people get angry about it and viciously attack it, you know, at least verbally, and that just generates more publicity for it.
Sure. Oh, no doubt. Yeah. Now, how long were you there for? Was this like an all-day event?
No, 2 hours. The first hour, we just picked up trash.
Yeah.
The symbolic idea was like to help clean up Washington's dirty influence.
Yeah.
And then the second hour, we did hold signs. We didn't look that great. You know, there weren't a lot of signs. It wasn't a very visual demonstration.
Sure.
But the idea is just so powerful. It's so root-striking. That you can get a lot wrong when you're doing this and still get further than you would if you were hacking at the branches.
Now, I assume there's videos of this up at Ridley Report?
I did shoot two videos or uploaded two videos about it.
Cool.
There was one thing I was going to mention that no one else has talked about to anyone. That was, I guess, I got a call today from NBC News.
Yeah.
It must have been their Washington Bureau or their headquarters or something like that, because it was a 202 number. But actually, it wasn't a call. It was an email, and they asked me to call them.
Oh.
When I called, I just left a message that there hasn't been an interview or anything yet, and I don't know if there will be.
Yeah. So is this something that you're going to do again, these demonstrations for this cause specifically?
Yeah, like I said, Derek has one scheduled for July 22nd. And then, Folks in Keene are trying to start one. They've scheduled one for July 4th. So,
perfect.
What passes through a federal building in Keene?
Yeah. Yeah. So, has there ever been, to your knowledge, has anyone in New Hampshire ever introduced any kind of, I don't know exactly how it would work legislatively, to be honest, but has anyone ever tried to introduce any kind of legislation in the New Hampshire House for this cause, do you know?
Actually, yes, sort of. Hmm. Dan is not currently a proponent of secession, but he did introduce a bill in 2009. It was called HCR 6, and what it did was it basically just copied and pasted the 1798 Kentucky resolution into New Hampshire statute, or not statute, but resolution. And what the Kentucky resolutions were, that was the attempt of some of the states to push back against the Alien and Sedition Acts. George Washington sort of gave the Kentucky resolution a backhanded compliment, and our resolution too, at Gibbs' resolution, when he said that it would lead to disunion if more states passed it, basically.
Yeah.
And what ultimately happened in 1798 was that Kentucky did pass it, and Virginia passed an amended version. We never got any further than that, and the alien sedition issue was resolved, you know, by the federal government backing down.
Yeah.
But anyway, this is so strongly worded that, like I said, George Washington considered it essentially secessionist, and it got a great deal of support in 2009. There was a 300-person rally outside the state house when the house voted it down. There was a near riot in the gallery, and that's not good, but it does indicate how passionate people were about it, and a lot of the people who voted against it got voted out.
Yeah.
There's a lot of momentum there, but I don't think he ever resubmitted it. He did submit a thing called H.R. 25, which was a shorter thing that was worded almost as strongly, and it did pass, but no one really paid any attention to it, strangely enough.
That's interesting. And yeah. It passed?
So there's been stuff that's gone on. It's just going to resubmit H.R. 25, but since it's already passed, no one's going to care about it that much. So
yeah,
I'm going to probably eventually shop around for a rep who's willing to lose their $200. $100 a month job. Sorry, their $100 a year job.
Yeah, yeah. I was gonna say, they don't even get that. They don't even get $200 a month. Yeah, $100 a year plus. I think they get tolls. I think they get toll reimbursement.
Yeah.
So, so the second bill that he submitted, you said that passed, and then what? The Senate just killed it, I assume.
Well, it didn't need to be heard by the Senate because it was just a House resolution.
Okay.
And,
okay.
His idea is to resubmit it every session because it's a different crowd, and that crowd is reaffirming sovereignty. But basically, I think the most harshly worded part of H.R. 25 was just said that like federal laws requiring states to do X, Y, and Z or lose federal funding.
Right.
That's prohibited.
Yeah, because that's what goes on. We talk about that a lot on another show that I do, Rock, Paper, Hand Grenades, a show that I do with Gary Hopper, how the federal government, you know, they get you to participate. They get the state to participate in these programs by saying, you know, the carrot is, of course, well, here's all the money you're going to get from the federal government. But then in a lot of cases, of course, that's to get you hooked on it. And then eventually the state is on the hook for, you know, after a couple of years or whatever, the state is on the hook for paying for this program that they've bought into. And then, you know, the federal government says, well, you're on your own now. And I know that like with Common Core, for example, with education, people are always talking about how, you know, okay, if you follow these Common Core standards, you're going to get all this federal money, but eventually you're not going to get all this federal money and you've already committed to the program. And that's kind of how they get you.
Yeah. They take it from you and then offer to give some of it back to you.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Now, is there any, realistically, do you think that NH exit is, I mean, is, do you think it's going anywhere, or is it more of a symbolic gesture, or what do you think?
So far, it's had a life of its own, almost. It's just like every day something happens by itself that pushes the thing forward.
Yeah.
It seems to me like it's happening by itself.
Interesting.
But yesterday, the union leader ran a poll on its main page. You know, do you vote for New Hampshire to be an independent country from the United States?
They ran a poll. Did they already post the results, or was this?
Yeah, it was like an unscientific poll.
Yeah,
where
yeah.
Readers could just respond, and there were just about 2,000 readers that responded by the end of the day, and.
Oh,
and it was a 43% in favor of independence and about 56% against, I think, if I recall.
That's interesting. That actually surprises me
that's not the number of people in New Hampshire that support independence at this point.
Right. No.
I'm sure it's much lower than that.
Like you said, it's an unscientific poll, but even still, even for an unscientific poll, that's. That's interesting. I mean, if anything, it does show that there is genuine interest in this and that it's not just, you know, because, I mean, let's be honest, a lot of people do kind of, if you talk to them about secession, they just kind of laugh it off like it's, you know, like it's just something they try to do in Texas or Alaska. You know what I mean? I remember when back in 2008 when it came out that Sarah Palin's husband, Scott, was once part of some kind of secessionist organization in Alaska. And I mean, not that it was a big scandal or anything, but people were kind of like, oh, wow, that should probably disqualify her from, not that there's not many other reasons to disqualify Sarah Palin from participating in anything, but I often refer to her as she's like a Hooters waitress with learning disabilities, which is probably a mean thing to say about Hooters waitresses with learning disabilities, comparing them to Sarah Palin, but... But you know, that's just how I am. But cool. So now, anything else? Anything else you've been working on, or been really involved in, or have you been mainly focused on NH exit?
I have been focused mostly on that, but I have been thinking we do need folks to they're trying to close down some doors at the State House in New Hampshire, and as soon as I get an opportunity, I'm going to be walking up to newly locked doors and knocking on them a great deal.
Yeah. So what do you, mean literally they're trying to, what, just not let people in?
Yeah, they're just trying to force down security at the state house.
Interesting.
Got to make it more dangerous, more security, the more dangerous it gets. They got to have that. And,
that's interesting.
I don't know, I'm not sure which door it is, but I'm sure it's going to impede my travel, and I'm really going to be pissed the next time I'm up there, and I'm going to be banging on that door.
Yeah, I wonder what's driving that. I mean, it's not like there's any. I mean, did something happen there? Was there some sort of fracas at the state house that I didn't hear about? I mean, I wonder why are they even worried about that? That's strange to me.
Because it's just a bad legislature. We've got a bad bunch of sessions, and it's not the only thing they've done. It's probably the most symbolic and physical thing they've done.
Yeah.
They've been sitting. But again, that's the whole thing. It's what's so heartbreaking is watching people try to fight every single issue, one issue at a time.
Yeah.
The root of almost all our troubles in New Hampshire is that connection with the federal government. The state government simply would not be able to behave the way it does if it weren't backed up by these goons in Washington.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Very true. Well, Dave, listen, we're coming up on another hard break, so I will let you go. But before I do, please plug the Ridley Report. Tell everyone where they can find it.
Oh, yeah. Ridley Report, Ridley Report, something, Ridley Report.
That's good.
It's just RidleyReport.com. It's a little four-man TV station.
Yeah.
I have gotten a lot of videos this last week. I was at one of the governor's events. There's a lot of interesting videos.
Always good stuff there. All right, Dave, we got to let you go, but thanks so much for calling in tonight, man.
All right, thanks, Matt.
Absolutely.
The Real Conscious Connection. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on Om Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
The name is Bond, James Bond.
No, the name is Joe, the Joe Show. And we are returning back for our 9th season here on Om Times Radio. So tune in every Wednesday night, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Pacific, on omtimes.com/mobile. You can take us wherever you go.
Yeah!
As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Don't forget, you can hear the show 5 nights a week live at 11 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation 2. And the television edition of Unleashed, of course, Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern on IPM Nation TV. Thank you again to Dave Ridley. Always nice to hear from him. Be sure to check out the Ridley Report on YouTube. And I'm going to look at that, actually, after I get done the show tonight. I want to see the videos of the NH Exit event that he did, the protest. But before Dave called, just to kind of finish up on this this weird story, Bill Clinton meeting with Loretta Lynch. It says here, according to Politico, Attorney General Loretta Lynch described her Monday meeting with Bill Clinton aboard a private plane as primarily social. But some Democrats are struggling to stomach the optics of the attorney general's meeting with the former president while his wife is under federal investigation, while others are fiercely defending her integrity. Now, again, a couple quick thoughts just off the top of my head about this. Number one, is it possible, like I was saying earlier, the Clintons are so Teflon, nothing seems to stick to them. Is it possible that Bill Clinton is just so arrogant that it didn't occur to him that this would be seen as some sort of impropriety? But also, number two, was this some sort of soft intimidation attempt of Loretta Lynch? Or maybe even something more direct, like, hey, what can we do to get the federal government to back off of investigating Hillary? Because now there's this, I forget his name now, there's this gentleman, what is it, Robert Burns, maybe? This gentleman who wrote this book about Hillary Clinton, well, about the Clintons, really, this former Secret Service agent. I've not read the book. I don't know if it's even out yet, but he's been on quite the tour. You know, I was talking earlier about these conservative talk radio shows, and this guy's been making the rounds. And he was saying today, I think it wasn't Laura Ingraham. I think it was Howie Carr I heard him on. He was talking about how he believes, because this is Bill Clinton's style, he believes that it was a method of soft intimidation, you know, where you sort of act like you're charming, but you go out of your way. In other words, why else would Bill Clinton go out of his way to have a friendly, quote unquote, friendly chat, private chat on a private plane with Loretta Lynch? Are they old friends? Not that I'm aware of. Maybe they are. Let's see. It says here, Lynch said she and Clinton talked only of grandchildren, golf, and their respective travels. But the fact that the two spoke privately at all was enough to rekindle concerns about a possible conflict of interest. I would have to agree. Republicans have long called into question the ability of a Democratic-led Department of Justice to conduct an independent investigation into Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server. Based inside her Chappaqua, New York home during her tenure as Secretary of State. Once news of their meeting on the tarmac at Phoenix Sky Harbor International Airport broke, Democrats made clear that while the meeting was likely as innocent as Lynch described, it did not give the Justice Department the appearance of independence. Quote, I do agree with you that it doesn't send the right signal, unquote. Senator Chris Coons, Democrat of Delaware, said Thursday in response to a question about the meeting from CNN New Day host Allison Camerota. Quote, she has generally shown excellent judgment and strong leadership of the department, and I'm convinced that she's an independent attorney general. But I do think that this meeting sends the wrong signal, and I don't think it sends the right signal. I think she should have steered clear even of a brief casual social meeting with the former president, unquote. Coons, through his office, later walked back his assessment. Coons spokesman Jonathan Cott said, quote, Senator Coons believes Attorney General Lynch has addressed this question and said they talked about their grandchildren, travels, and golf, and nothing about matters involving the department. Senator Coons, as a member of the Senate Judiciary Committee, knows Attorney General Lynch has worked with her and believes that she is honest and trustworthy, unquote. Well, I mean, what's one of the things we're always told? It's not just, you know, you always want to avoid not just impropriety, but the appearance of impropriety, because perception is reality, et cetera, certainly so in politics. Let's see, it also says here, David Axelrod, a former top aide of President Obama, tweeted that he took Lynch and the former president at their word that the Justice Department's probe in Hillary Clinton's email server did not come up, but it was, quote, foolish to create such optics, unquote. Yeah, of course. Even if it's true, and I don't believe it is true, I don't believe these people. Why would I believe Bill Clinton? But even if it's true, again, it's about the the appearance of impropriety. Because if you want people, if you want voters to believe that you're operating from a standpoint of integrity and propriety, you don't go out of your way to give them reasons to believe otherwise, which is exactly what they did, which, again, I suspect may have been Bill Clinton's intention, was some soft intimidation of Loretta Lynch. Or, again, he's just so arrogant and they've gotten away with so much that he just assumes it's not a big deal. Let's see. A presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump was not convinced by the attorney general's assurances, attacking the judgment of both Lynch and Bill Clinton. Well, I'll agree with him on this. Trump decried the meeting as terrible, horrible, amazing, and really a sneak in a radio interview with the Mike Gallagher show. He said, quote, "It's a massive story now. It's all over the place. Even the liberal media is making it a big story, which is shocking to me because it's so out of bounds. Wow, that's an amazing thing," unquote. Democratic leaders in the Capitol defended Lynch and Clinton's gathering, even as it comes during a Justice Department investigation and the heat of the presidential campaign. They pointed to Lynch's strong reputation among members of both parties. 10 Republicans voted to confirm her last year. There's more to this, but it doesn't matter. If you want to read the whole thing, it's up at Politico. Look, this doesn't look good. Doesn't look good. And then there's another story from Politico, and I know we're running out of time, but it says here, Lynch-Clinton tarmac summit, another White House headache. Yeah, it would only be Linton if they were, you know, together, like Brangelina or something. White House Press Secretary Josh Earnest praised Attorney General Loretta Lynch for her direct answer to questions about her tarmac summit with former President Bill Clinton. The same could not be said of Earnest's own answers to questions about its propriety. Repeatedly, reporters on Thursday asked Earnest whether President Barack Obama approved of Clinton's social visit with Lynch and her husband as her plane sat at the Phoenix airport on Tuesday, even as her Justice Department investigates Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server in the midst of a presidential campaign. Repeatedly, Earnest deflected, instead stressing Clinton's insistence that the investigation should be conducted without political interference and Lynch's record on upholding that principle. It's interesting that he's actually, it's not Earnest, it's Ernst. Josh Ernst. It looks like Earnest phonetically, but it's actually Ernst. It's interesting. You know, he praises Loretta Lynch for answering direct questions. Well, that seems like a kind of a hollow reason to praise anybody. It'd be like, you know, if I were a suspect in a bank robbery and somebody asked me, "Did you rob that bank?" And I did rob the bank, but I'm lying, and I very directly say, "No, I didn't rob that bank." Would you then praise me for answering the question directly? He did say, quote, "I wasn't there for the meeting," unquote, when pressed on whether the White House was concerned not simply about how the meeting might affect the underlying investigation, but rather how the mere fact of it could create the appearance of political influence. He said, quote, "But the attorney general was. She was asked a direct question about it, and she answered it. Again, I think that was consistent with everybody's expectations," unquote. What, that she answered a direct question? No, it would be consistent with everyone's expectations that she not do something that raises these questions to begin with. Lynch told reporters Tuesday that her conversation with Clinton was, quote, "a great deal about his grandchildren. It was primarily social and about our travels." He mentioned golf he played in Phoenix, unquote. Lynch also noted that the Federal Bureau of Investigations inquiry into Clinton's private email server at the State Department is being conducted by career agents. But her answers haven't quieted criticism. Donald Trump pointed to it as evidence of a rigged system and the Sunbelt runway equivalent of the much maligned Georgetown cocktail party plays easily into the hands of the anti-establishment critics. Even some Democratic lawmakers have said the meeting, quote, doesn't send the right signal, And that's, we already covered that. That was from the other article that I read. So I don't want to go through this whole thing, but Josh Ernst in the hot seat again today over that, as he should be. The media should be asking questions about that. It's great to see the media when they actually engage in something called journalism. I like to see the media asking hard questions of anybody. People should be asked hard questions. That's why I get so offended. Longtime listeners of the show know this. Whenever I hear someone complaining, and it's usually when the media asks a hard question of someone that somebody likes. So the somebody that likes that person who has asked a hard question will say, well, that was a gotcha question. I don't like when the media engages in asking gotcha questions and that gotcha journalism. And it's bull. There's no such thing as gotcha journalism. The media should ask people hard questions. These are people who are either hold public office or are running for public office. They should be able to stand up to the scrutiny of being asked difficult questions. And just because somebody you like is asked a difficult question, that doesn't mean it's gotcha journalism. And you see that all the time, people complaining about that. Oh, the media was unfair to this person. Well, okay, so why do you want a media that's compliant? We all complain about, big media and how they're owned by, commercial interests and whatnot. So they don't do their jobs. And then when they do actually do their jobs, you've got people complaining about, oh, the media, they're being so unfair. You hear that a lot, by the way, with Trump supporters complaining about the media. Oh, the liberal media, they're so unfair to Trump because the media takes video or audio of Trump actually said or did and plays it for you. And then it's, oh, there goes that liberal media again. And I always say, by the way, anybody who thinks that the media is against Trump doesn't understand how the media actually works and operates. We're out of time. Thanks. Good night, everybody. Thank you again to Dave Ridley for calling in. Talk at y'all later. Don't forget.